Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Setting long-term goals is especially important for producers and involves a number of factors, including their current situation and the critical steps needed to achieve their goals. The director for UNL Center for Ag Profitability, Larry Van Tassel, says two critical steps for a solid goal-setting foundation are defining the mission of the business and an honest assessment of the external environment.
Markets are volatile and technology is changing at an unprecedented pace. Even growing conditions are more variable than they used to be. If producers do not take the opportunity to assess their business in light of what is happening right now, they may be left at the mercy of their external environment and find themselves too often acting defensively, which can end up costing money and creating excessive stress. Strategic planning is a process for developing a stratagem for taking an offensive position regarding the future. Also, one of the greatest benefits of planning is a discussion that ensues within ourselves and with others during the process. So just setting aside a regular time to logically think things through is worth the effort. We should sit down at least annually and take a look at what we're going to do this next production cycle and also examine longer range strategies. But a strategic plan needs to be examined on a constant basis because our external environment continually changes. Markets change, growing conditions change, input costs change. Contingency plans should also be a part of the strategic plan. So if you don't stop and examine how our plan is performing, we can miss some excellent opportunities to avert some disasters. But sometimes we do not pay enough attention to the needs and desires of our customers because many of us produce a commodity that is not differentiable from what others produce. We ignore what the consumer is trying to tell us. If we take time to examine that part of our external environment, we can often develop a new production and marketing scheme that allows us to receive a premium for our product. Of course, we should always be examining input and output price markets, financial markets, and the political sways that are occurring and events that are happening around the world. All of these issues and others should be placed in the context of how they can impact our operation and how you can take advantage of the external changes you are seeing. Well, SWOT analysis, SWOT, S-W-O-T, is an acronym for examining the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats pertaining to the business and the environment it operates in. It is basically a process to assess what opportunities or threats you see coming your way, and given your operation's strengths and weaknesses, how can you capitalize on these trends? What external factors or opportunities could you leverage to your advantage? What external factors may pose challenges or risks? What internal factors place you at a disadvantage given the external environment and your competition? What are your operation strengths, including your own personal strengths, that can give you an advantage? Looking at what your business's strengths and weaknesses are can also help identify why the operation may have fallen short of your stated goals and help you distinguish what variables are critical to your success.
Today's program was part of a larger interview taken from the FarmCast podcast offered by the Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.